This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks.
Hey, it's the coach, Jeremy Colleton. Sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. And one other thing about the Blackhawks, our friend Jay Blunk on the mend this weekend, so get better soon, buddy. He'll be fine. He'll be dancing again soon.
No question.
Coach Colleton had a big win with our Hawks. Had to get it against Dallas, and he got it done.
Morning, Steve.
How are you?
It was a good effort.
It was a really good effort. And it looked like Crawford saw everything.
Yeah, he was good. Looked sharp. Made some big saves for us. We helped him out a little bit, which is nice.
So what did you like best about the feel of that game? Did you outskate him? Did you outshoot him? Did you out-hustle him? Were you in the right place at the right time? Got a little lucky? A little bit of all of that.
I think we played under control. I think we made a lot of team-first decisions, and it was a playoff-style game. I think we spent a lot of time in their end, and especially in the second period. Thought that was we had a really good push there where they had to withstand some pressure from us, and then it's a lot easier to defend when you're 200 feet from your net. But it was a very, very good performance.
Jeremy, how many games can you think of at any level of hockey in your career where your team has not taken a penalty?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, for sure. I do think it seems like as the year goes on, the referees are let the players decide it, but at the same time, I also think you want to stay off the penalty kill, and so teams are really careful about discipline. So you might see that a little more as the year goes on, where there's not that many penalties.
So the pressure doesn't exactly go away. You got 14 to go. Obviously, you got to win most of them. You can't do a lot about the other teams, but you got a home and home coming up that is mandatory. Tonight's a big deal. How are you approaching all this?
Well, it's, I think, a privilege to continue to play in important games. What you don't want is lose that privilege. No one wants to play in games where there's not much on the line, so it's exciting. We needed to answer the bell in Dallas, and we did that, and now it's another situation where we have to find a way. But I think the guys get energy from that, and they're excited about it, and hopefully we can remember the formula that we need, how we need to play. And I think if we do that, especially at home here, we'll have some success.
You got Arizona tonight. There's some guys you know very well on this roster. One of them hasn't been playing because of injury, Nick Schmaltz. But Vinny Hinostroza has had a nice year for them. You had him in Rockford. What are your thoughts on Hinostroza and how he's developed?
Yeah, really good player. Great kid. Love his speed and compete level, and obviously he's got some skill to spice it up. They're a team. They got a lot of speed everywhere, and they're going to play aggressive. They're going to get after you on the forecheck and try to make it uncomfortable. I like how they play. It's going to be fun matchup. It's going to test us, and so it'll be. We'll see how we respond.
So this push for the playoffs being what it is, everybody's got to be as healthy can be. Is there anybody with the Knicks that aren't ready to go that we're not aware of?
I can tell you that if there were, we probably wouldn't break it this morning, but no, we're in pretty good shape. Obviously, Kajula is still out, but other than that, it looks pretty good.
Well, that's a good thing. So you got that. You got Mo, as in momentum, Dave. That's cool for momentum.
Yep.
You got your momentum. You got games you know you got to win. The message is clear. The mission is clear. Obviously, now you got to execute.
Simple formula, eh?
Yeah, if it all could be so simple. You know, it's going to be a great story when you do get this done, and we all look back and go, can you imagine digging out of that hole the way they did? So, Coach, I salute you. You've done a fine job.
Thanks very much. Have a great morning.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
That's Coach Jeremy Colleton.